your name on high.
Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Exodus chapter 12 verse
9
tells us about the Passover that Jesus, as we know, is our Passover lamb. So whatever we read about in Exodus 12 is really talking about our Lord Jesus. Here we go. It says, do not eat it raw.
Also, the man is in the Mara.
No, boiled at all with water.
The man from Susunia.
But roasted in fire.
Then mom to Tuwajado.
Its head.
Nitsir.
Its legs.
Nan.
And its entrails.
Nan yemazina.
So there were three parts that God said that the people of God must eat.
Intina in yema ebasa wawa. Yankuponisha yamanambada wonzi.
He said they should eat the head of the Passover lamb. Eat his legs. And then its entrails. We have been sharing on the head and the legs, and today we want to focus on the entrails. The entrails of Jesus. It's wonderful. That God wants us to be exposed to the inside of Jesus. Not just his outside. Because the Christian life is not just doing things outside. But being like Jesus inside. Are you excited about that? Wow. Because sometimes it's difficult to know the inside of people. You look at your neighbor sitting by you and it's difficult to know what is inside a person. But we're not blessed that God has granted for us to know what is in the inside of Jesus. You know, the entrails of an animal is talking about the internal organs. It is what the animal is full of inside. So we have to understand what Jesus is full of inside. I can only summarize it in one word. That Jesus is full of love.
That Jesus or your beer or door ashanama.
If you open his inside, all that you will see is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible describes him as the Son of God's love. Wow. God has love. And his love brings forth to a son. And that son's name is Jesus. So Jesus is the Son of God's love.
Into Jesus,
when he came upon the earth, he said some wonderful things that makes us to understand what is inside him. In his very first sermon in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus Christ says in verse 43, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, he said something that reveals his inside. This is his very first sermon. He said, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." This was wonderful. Because there was no prophet who spoke like this. There was no man of God who ever had lived who spoke like the way Jesus Christ just spoke, which we have read. Some of the wonderful leaders, they said an eye for an eye.
Hey,
it means that if somebody hurts you, hurt him. If somebody takes your eye, you have the right to go and take his eye. If he takes your tooth, you have a right to go and take a tooth. These are some of the leaders, the men of God that we heard. But Jesus comes upon the scene, and he is saying something very different. He says that you have heard that it was said that you will hate your enemy, you should hate your enemy and love your neighbor. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Wow. Those who curse you, bless them. Do good to those who hate you. Those who do not respect you and they use you spitefully, they use you without recognizing who you are. He says that you pray for them. Why did he say all these things? Because out of his fullness he was speaking. He wasn't speaking from theory. Otherwise he would have repeated the law of Moses. But he presents the theory that you have heard it from God's word that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And then Jesus put the theory aside. And Jesus put aside all that the Jewish people knew from the books. And he began to speak from his inside. And so he said that the theory says this. But I say unto you, in other words, I'm not speaking from theory. I am speaking from my heart. I am speaking from where I am full of. I say unto you, love your enemies. Why did Jesus say all this? Verse 45. He says that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Wow. Because he was bringing something new on the face of the earth. He was the son of the love of God. God's love gave birth to Jesus. And he says that if you love the way that I am full of love and I am teaching you,
Jesus,
then you are going to be sons of your Father, just as I am the son of God's love.
Because
God makes his son to rise on the evil.
Hey!
He makes his son, S-U-N. On the evil and on the good.
Can you
imagine that? And he sends his rain on the just and on the unjust. The son is talking about wisdom. And the rain is talking of prosperity. He says that he lets wisdom and prosperity come on all men, whether they are evil or they are good. Whether they are thankful to God or they are not thankful to God, God still loves them. Jesus is wonderful.
Jesus, or you want
because he loves his enemies. Those who curse him, he doesn't curse them. He blesses them. I'm talking about human beings who curse him today. He doesn't take vengeance on them. Cursing them. But he blesses them. Those who do not respect him use him spitefully. He doesn't disrespect them back. Because he is not a tit for tat Jesus. No, he rather prays for them. That is why he tells us to do the same thing. So that we become sons of the Father, just as he is the son of God's love. God's love is wonderful. And that is the kind of love God has called us to. But many times people are not focused on God's love, they are focused on their
love.
Believers, they are not focused on God's love for them. They are always talking about their love for God. Your love for God will bring pride into your life. Focusing on your love for God is going to make you despise other people. You say, I'm a better believer. I'm a better man of God. Look at these people. They don't love God. They are not dedicated to God. I am the only one who has given all. And I'm serving God.
Do
you know what is wrong with people like that? They are so consumed with their love for God. They are not focused on God's love for his children or for them. Because if in your life you are focused on God's love for you, you are going to love other people. You are going to respect other people. You are going to exalt other people. Because you see that the love of God is so overwhelming that he loves everybody and he gives a chance to everybody. Jesus demonstrated this in the life of the first leader of the apostles or the church, if you like.
In the
life of Apostle Peter.
We'll
be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Before Jesus resurrected, Apostle Peter boasted about how he is committed and how he loves Jesus.
Peter,
he said to Jesus, if everybody leaves you, me, Peter, I will never leave you. I will die with you.
Peter, so
we know the story. Peter couldn't fulfill that.
Peter went to me.
Wow. The problem with Peter at the time,
Peter, as I know,
was that he was focused on his love for God, not God's love for him. So Jesus resurrected. And he called for Peter.
Our friend Peter.
That Peter.
Peter.
You need to change the way that you look at
love.
If you want to love, you have to focus on God's love for you. And automatically you will love other people. Including me, Jesus. So he asked Peter. Do you love me, Peter?
Peter Adoma.
More than this.
Adoma chinamu kwafu yina.
Wow. Peter said, Lord, I love you.
Peter kache razada odan.
But you see, this one, if you study it in the English, you will not get it properly. Because if you study in the Greek, you will understand that what love Jesus was asking Peter about was totally different from the love Peter said, Jesus, I love you.
Say, I should know Greek, ma. Ebon wode Edwa na Jesus. Onyi mude Peter or Donovan. Nyadam na Edwa na Peter or kwansam.
In the Greek.
Wo Greek mo.
The word that is translated love, which Jesus Christ used, do you love me, Peter? Is the word agape.
Na wo Greek mo no. Asama wo kando oyi Edwa ono wa chemde agape.
That is an unconditional love.
Edwa fi bibiara embata ho.
But the love that Peter said that I love you, Jesus.
Now, adore Peter, catch Jesus. No, oh, no.
It's not agape.
Onye agape dini bi.
It is the Greek word philio.
Onye philio odoni bia.
Philio is just friendship love.
Philio oye odoya anyanko anyanko.
That I love you as a friend.
Mododa menyanko.
But that was not what Jesus was asking Peter.
Na onye damasi na Jesus ori bise Peter.
He was asking Peter, Peter, do you love me unconditionally?
Obise Peter da Peter.
Peter answered and said, I love you as a friend.
Now Peter, not
unconditionally. Is it the English? We will think that they are saying the same thing, but the language that they spoke, they were on two different wavelengths.
If
you think that Jesus, they didn't know what he was talking about. He repeated his question. And then he said again, Peter, do you agape me? Do you love me unconditionally? For the second time, Peter said, Jesus, I love you as a friend. But anytime he said that, Jesus did not focus on Peter's love for him.
Jesus, I'm finding you and Tim Peter not dry our man.
Which was a friendship love.
Ah, oh yeah, yanko and yanko dunno.
Because Peter had learned his lesson.
Oh, son, Peter, no way,
that what is important in my relationship with God or Jesus is His love for me, not my love for Him. So anytime He said that I love you as a friend, Jesus will say to Him, go and feed my sheep, go and feed my lamb.
Jesus baka chene, kono ko hwe mungwanu.
For the third time he asked Peter, do you feel me?
Na obisane pene ba said Peter, edwama.
This time the love that Jesus used was the friendship love. He was asking Peter, do you love me as a friend?
Na da me breeze obisa Peter there. Peter edwam tede yankwana.
And Peter was sad.
No, Peter, no, Rahu.
He said, oh God, you know all things. You know my heart. You know that I love you and you will keep on asking me these things. Jesus still assigned him to feed his lamb and his sheep. What lesson was Jesus teaching Peter? That what God has got for you, the gift and the callings that God has got for you, He doesn't take it back. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the issue is not your love for Him, but His perfect love for you. So He was teaching Peter that learn to focus on God's love for you rather than your love for Him. This was after Jesus resurrected. Now, when He went to heaven, Jesus revealed something to one of the apostles, the prophet John. In the book of Revelations, Jesus had seven churches at that time in Asia Minor. And then He revealed Himself or His word to these seven churches after His resurrection. What was the focus of Jesus' message? The first thing Jesus mentioned to His church after His resurrection is similar to what He had taken the leader of the church through. He told the church in Ephesus, in Revelation chapter 2, and then verse 4, that I have something against you. What I do not like about you, although I know your works and I know all the wonderful things you do for me, says that nevertheless I have this against you. Only this, not against you, that you have left your first love. In the Greek it is protos agape. The first issue Jesus had with His church was that they had left the fact that God loved them. That they were not focused on God's love for them. They were doing things for God. They were working for God. But they were doing it out of a sense of duty. They were doing it because they were responsible to do it. But God recognized the work. Yes, you say you are, this is your responsibility and you are doing it fine. But I have something against you. In spite of everything you are doing for God, what I have against you is that you have left the fact that God loves you. Because that is your first love. That is the protos agape. God is our first love. I know traditionally we tend to look at the first love as your initial love for God when you got born again. And to us, that is the best love. But beyond that, this first love that Jesus wants his church to embrace is God's love for them. It's a focus on the fact that God loves them. So that whatever they do will be motivated by their love for God and not as a sense of duty. Because, ladies and gentlemen, believers or human beings, I should say, they don't have agape. This first love is talking about the first agape. But we do not have agape. We are basically selfish. Basically, we think about what is in need for us. We think about what reward we can get if we do it. When we get to eternity, and even on this earth, we are basically selfish. So when God said that you have left your first agape, it could not be referring to their love for God. Because they were bankrupt of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is God who first loved us. That is how come we can also love God. So he was telling his church, as he is telling his church right now, that focus on the fact that God loves you.
Therefore, why do you think that?
Never leave it. Because they leaving the first love means that the first love is still there, but they have departed from it.
I
came to tell you that God's love for you is always there. God's perfect unconditional love for you is always there. The issue is that you can leave it alone and go on to some other things that you think are more powerful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God says that, look, the first love I showed to you, I don't want you to leave it. The first impression must be with you. You must focus on the fact that I love you, and then your love for me will flow automatically, just like that.
Na ma order ta sin de odo na mi yankopon mo wo ma uno da modon o da wari ejuma da modon da wa wo ho enti said wa dwun betim da modon a ozika no da emi yankopon so bo wo de ama modon na o chi na odo nyina.
I have labored this point because I want us to understand that that is the solution, that is the kingdom solution to commitment of God's people to God and the things of God in a way that pleases God. I came therefore to tell you that stop focusing on your love for God. I love God, I do this, I do that. Stop focusing on that. Focus on the love of God. He loves me, he did this, he did that. Not I do this, or I always do it, I will die died for you. No, focus on the fact that he died for me. Focus on the fact that he loves me.
Now, if you would see my day, and maybe your day, Mother Yankupon to be at the man's and Mom, Jenna Yankupon of Dom, Yamio Domitin or Yadam, Yamio Domitin or Yadam, Yadunifian or Bra, Yaman Yankupon.
Your love for God must actually be in your life like your eyes.
Now, what do I owe my Yankupon or the odd days you are in your room?
Who has seen his eyes before?
One and away when you're meaning you are there.
No. His own eyes before. As I am talking to you, you are looking at me.
Abraham,
but do you see your eyes? But you know you have got eyes. You are only not focused on your eyes. But you are using your eyes to see me. But you can't see what you are using to see. You can only see me. And that makes you know.
No,
that your eye is working. In a similar manner. Your love for God should not be something you are looking at all the time. Through it, use it to see God and to serve God and to lead a wonderful Christ-like life on earth. Don't be conscious of it. Be conscious of, you are looking at me, assuming I'm God. Be conscious of my eyes, my love for you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Wow.
You
came from heaven to earth.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart and make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name, Lord.